Welcome to this recital given by young singers from the Patrick G. and Shirley W. Ryan Opera Center at the Lyric Opera of Chicago. The Ryan Opera Center is one of the leading young artist opera training programs in the world, and this series of recitals, presented by WFMT Chicago, is generously supported by Julie and Roger Vasquez. I'm your host, Colin Ewer. One of the important aspects of the Ryan Opera Center is that it not only provides the singers with the necessary training to achieve highly successful operatic careers, but it also gives them opportunities to study and perform music in other musical styles as well. Throughout this series, you will hear these young singers perform music from opera, musicals, and the world of song. In today's recital, you will hear five of the Ryan Center's young artists: soprano Emily Bersan, mezzo-soprano Janae Bridges, tenor John Irvin, baritone Will Liverman, and bass Evan Boyer. For this recital, the singers are accompanied by pianist Alan Darling. The music is inspired by one man, the Bard of Avon, William Shakespeare. No other playwright's work has motivated generations of composers working in so many different musical styles. The recital opens with Roger Quilter's beautiful setting of Who is Sylvia? From Shakespeare's play Two Gentlemen of Verona, followed by Anne Sylvia, To Sylvia, Franz Schubert's setting of the same text. Another Schubert song follows, Trinklied, a drinking song praising Bacchus the god of wine from Antony and Cleopatra. And the group of songs ends with Schubert's exquisite serenade, Ständchen, and Quilter's Hark, Hark, the Lark. Once again, settings of the same text, this time from Shakespeare's play, Cymbeline. To perform these songs by Roger Quilter and Franz Schubert, please welcome tenor John Irvin and baritone Will Liverman, accompanied by Alan Darling.
Thank you. Hens gate sings, and Phoebus gins a
Settings of Shakespeare by Roger Quilter and Franz Schubert, sung there by John Irvin and Will Liverman, accompanied by Alan Darling. Shakespeare's The Tragedy of Hamlet, Prince of Denmark, is one of the most emotionally powerful plays ever written. And in Hamlet, Shakespeare also created one of his most touching and vulnerable heroines, Ophelia, who's been well represented in both opera and song. It comes as no surprise, then, that Richard Strauss, a man who adored composing music for the female voice, would write a set of songs about her. The three songs that you're going to hear now, performed by soprano Emily Bersan, are based on Ophelia's mad scene from the play, and these three short songs, I think, are a gift for any soprano, a mad scene contained in about 5 or 6 minutes. Emily, what can you tell us, and what are your feelings about these three mad songs for Ophelia?
This is my first Ophelia mad scene. I've had a really good time researching this character. These three songs are her wandering the castle. She's mourning her father who has just been killed. And in the first song, she's talking about love and the horror of death. So there's that, you know, bipolar craziness that you hear right away in her text. She says, "How will I know my true love from all the others?" And then goes on to say that death is so horrible. And in the second one, "Guten Morgen, es ist Sankt Valentinstag," she's singing about a story of a maiden who has let a boy in her window. And she immediately realizes that men are the filth of the earth. They just take what they want and leave. And so you kind of hear what she's feeling about Hamlet, possibly, in this song. And the third song, I think, is the most crazy. It's a very spooky melody talking about the funeral of her father. Then all of a sudden the music changes and she's describing him like he's alive in a very happy way. And so you wonder if she's dealt with his death or if she's kind of brainwashed in this funeral.
Yes, because these songs are a bit of a surprise for Richard Strauss. They're not the sound world that one normally associates with him. As you say, there's this eerie sound, not just in Ophelia's music, but also in the accompaniment.
Yes, definitely.
It's a real little tour de force mad scene for you.
Definitely, and the piano really is wandering a lot in a lot of the songs, so you can picture her wandering around the castle, not really knowing what she's thinking.
Absolutely, right. Here to sing "Wie erkenne ich mein Treulieb?" How should I my true love know? "Guten Morgen ist St. Valentinstag." Tomorrow is St. Valentine's Day. And "Sie trugen ihn auf der Bahre bloß." They bore him barefaced on the bier. Is Emily Bersan, accompanied by Alan Darling.
Die Muschel, Hut und Stab.
Richard Strauss's Dry Leader Did Ophelia, sung there by Emily Brassan, accompanied by Alan Darling. John Irvine and Will Liverman are now going to sing songs by the French composer Arthur Honegger and the Englishman Sir Michael Tippett. And once again, we're going to hear songs inspired by the same texts, this time based on the mercurial spirit character Ariel in Shakespeare's play The Tempest. So how do these two very different composers create music for these texts? John, let me begin with you, because you start off the set with the Honegger song, Venez jusqu'à ces sables d'or, come unto these golden sands. Can you maybe tell us a little bit about the sound world that Honegger creates for this song?
It's interesting that in this set of two songs, Honegger decides to blend Come Unto These Golden Sands and Full Fathom Five together into one song, and he links them through sound. The chute, chute is the sound of the guard dog and the cry of the chanticleer. And so this leads into the Full Fathom Five. And at the end of Full Fathom Five, you have chute, chute again to signal the bell.
Then Full Fathom Five, My Father Lies.
Yes. So it comes around full circle there.
Well, the centerpiece of this group is Michael Tippett's songs for Ariel. These three very, very spiky, strange songs.
Yeah, they're really weird. they're really dry, and they have simple texture. Yeah, and it's interesting because he actually wrote these songs with actors in mind, so there's really no particular range. It kind of sits all in the middle.
And what about the last of the three, Where the Bee Sucks?
Where the Bee Sucks, that's my favorite one. I think it's quite playful and humorous, that one.
Right, yeah. Because this, of course, ties in with what John is going to finish the group with, Ubutin Labey, Where the Bee Sucks by Honegger. So tell us, John, tell us about that one now.
Again, it's a very playful song. You can almost hear Ariel flying around through the sky by listening to the music and what he describes on the wings of a bat, just merrily flying about.
Both composers really capture the character of Ariel to perfection, I think, with these songs. Here to sing Shakespeare settings by Honegger and Sir Michael Tippett are John Irvine and Will Liverman, and they're accompanied by Alan Darling.
Ces sables d'or et prenez-vous les mains à l'or. Après le baiser, la révérence et les hautes vagues feront silence. Légèrement, si et là danserez, puis doux esprits chanterez. Chut, chut. Le chien de garde à bois. Chut, chut, j'entends de chanteclés le cri strident. Écoutez-les. Frating Chanticleer cry, cock-a-diddle-dow, cock-a-diddle-dow.
Arthur Honegger's Venez jusqu'à ces sables d'or and Ubutin l'abeille and Sir Michael Tippett's Songs for Ariel, sung there by John Irvin and Will Liverman, accompanied by Alan Darling. We're going to return to Hamlet once again and the character of Ophelia. The French composer Hector Berlioz adored Shakespeare, and this is clear by the many compositions inspired by his plays. Earlier in this recital, Emily Brassan sang Richard Strauss's Ophelia songs based on Ophelia's mad scene from the play. Now we're going to hear Janae Bridges sing Berlioz's beautiful and touching song La Mort d'Ophélie, The Death of Ophelia. It's unbelievably haunting, but very different from the Strauss songs. I want to ask Ginny Bridges a little bit about this setting by Berlioz.
I find it really interesting because it's very beautiful. In the opening, you have a couple of measures, and I think it represents the water that's streaming. And you would never think by the end of this that someone dies, just because it is so beautiful. And so, you know, I thought about it because it just didn't make sense to me. And I feel like she commits suicide at the end. And perhaps it's because she was in love with Hamlet and her father dies. And it's said to be that she was actually in love with him too.
Ophelia's not very well treated in the play by men, full stop.
Right, yeah.
Of course, what's very different between the Strauss songs and the Berlioz song is that the Strauss songs are set to Ophelia's own words, whereas in the song you're going to sing now, it's actually Gertrude describing
right.
Ophelia's death. And of course, as you said, it's very beautiful, very gentle, but she actually is hanging posies on a tree branch when she falls into the stream. Isn't that correct?
Yes, yes.
One of the other things I really love about this song, in a couple of the stanzas, you actually sing some wordless phrases, which I think, what do you agree that this is Ophelia's sort of mad song?
Yes, it's very haunting. I mean, it's not very many phrases where she sings her ahs, but it just kind of comes out of nowhere, and she even sings them after she falls down off of the tree. So she doesn't die right away. It's like she's still singing, and it's just very strange.
Well, as Shakespeare says in this play and also in this song, her dress sort of billows out in the water, and then heavy with drink, as Shakespeare says, she's dragged under to her watery end.
Right.
To sing La Mort d'Ophélie by Hector Berlioz, here is Ginny Bridges, accompanied by Alan Darling. Thank you. Hector Berlioz's La Mort d'Ophélie, The Death of Ophelia, performed by Lyric Opera of Chicago, Ryan Opera Center mezzo-soprano Janae Bridges and pianist Alan Darling. Now for some of the best-loved English art songs set to Shakespearean texts. Gerard Finzi's set of five songs, Let Us Garlands Bring, was composed between 1929 and 1942. And ever since then, they have been a gift for baritones and bass baritones in recital programs. And they're certainly a gift for our next singer, Evan Boyer, who's in his third year at the Ryan Opera Center. Evan, they are a gift, aren't they?
Yes, very much so. You know, in kind of researching Finzi, there's not much to find, because he's not considered in many ways an important English composer, in that he didn't extend the bounds of the English sound world in the way that other composers were able to do. But what I think is so magical about his music, and especially this cycle, is he's able to, within a seemingly very simple structure, put forth a real honesty and a real connection to the text and the music.
Tell us a little bit about the songs. Come Away Death, which is the first one.
Well, it's interesting you ask, because all of these songs are taken from Shakespeare plays. And in a way, I'm not so sure that he kept that in mind when setting them. Come Away Death, for example, is sung by a buffoon and is a mock ballad in the play Twelfth Night. And I don't know that Finzi really kept that in mind, because the song is so sincere and heartfelt. And I think it's good to know that these songs were taken from the plays, but I don't think you necessarily need to know the context in order to enjoy them.
Right. The second song, Who Is Sylvia, it's interesting because Roger Quilter's version was heard at the very start of this recital. But this is a much darker setting.
The piano is all very low and kind of percussive. There's a kind of melancholy to all of Finzi's music that he himself wrote of. I think it even comes through in a song as exultant and praising as this song. And maybe he was, you know, I said that it's, you don't necessarily need to consider the context of the play, but because this song is betraying the singer to his betrothed for another woman, maybe that was Finzi's intent.
Right, and the third one, Fear No More the Heat of the Sun, of course, is the centerpiece of the set. It's a very grand song.
It's absolutely magnificent. And it's interesting to kind of hear in that Finzi was a great proponent of Baroque English composers, none of whom anybody really had heard of before or since he brought them to light. But you can hear in the piano writing the sort of contrapuntal devices that he used.
And then, O Mistress Mine, this lovely love song. But again, there's a certain darkness to it, isn't there?
He may have been troubled, and this melancholy may stem from his childhood, in which all of his siblings, with the exception of one and his father, were taken from him in a couple of years. And that seemed to kind of travel with him throughout his life.
And finally, of course, one of the most famous Shakespeare texts of all, It Was a Lover and His Lass.
Yeah. And some dispute with that one as to whether it's Shakespeare's or Thomas Morley's.
That's very true.
A bit of a naughty text, I suppose you could say. A hey and a ho and a hey nonny no is left up to the listener's imagination as to what that could mean.
Well, just doing what comes naturally.
Right. Well, indeed.
To sing Let Us Garlands Bring, Come Away Death, Who Is Sylvia, Fear No More the Heat of the Sun, O Mistress Mine, and It Was a Lover and His Lass, here is Ryan Opera Center bass Evan Boyer, accompanied by Alan Darling.
Stalk all with you. death, no one so true did shed it. Not a flower, not a flower sweet on my black coffin let there be strewn. Not a friend, not a friend greet my poor corpse where my bones shall be thrown. A thousand sighs to save, lay me, oh, where, sir, true love never find my grave. What is she that all our swains commend her? Holy, fair, and wise is she, the heaven such grace did lend her, that she might admired be. Is she kind? She is fair, for beauty lives with kindness. Love doth to her eyes repair, to help him of his blindness, and being helped inhabits there. Then to Sylvia let us sing, that Sylvia is excelling. She excels each mortal thing upon the dull of dwelling. To her let us garlands bring. As chimney sweep. exorciser harm thee. Nor no witchcraft charm thee. Ghost unlaid forbear thee. Nothing ill come near thee. Quiet consummation have, and renowned be thy a lover and his lass, with a hey and a ho and a hey nonino, that o'er the green cornfield did pass in springtime, the only pretty ringtime. When birds do sing, hey ding ding ding, sweet lovers love the spring. In springtime, the only pretty ringtime. When birds do sing, hey ding ding ding, sweet lovers love the spring. This carol they began that hour, with a hey and a ho and a hey on it. Springtime. the only pretty ring time. When birds will sing, hey, ding, 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 sweet lovers love the spring. Therefore take the present time, with a hey and a ho and a hey nonino. For love is crowded with the prime in springtime, the only pretty ring time. When birds will sing, hey ding-a-ding-a-ding, sweet lovers love.
Ryan Opera Centre bass, Evan Boyer, accompanied by Alan Darling, performed Let Us Garlands Bring by Gerard Finzi. To close this recital of songs inspired by the plays of William Shakespeare, I can think of no better finale than a song from Cole Porter's musical Kiss Me Kate, his hilarious and witty adaptation of Shakespeare's play The Taming of the Shrew. So here is Will Liverman and Evan Boyer, accompanied by Alan Darling, as they brush up their Shakespeare.
The girls today in society go for classical poetry. So to win their heart you must quote with ease Aeschylus and Euripides. One must know Homer and leave me bow, Sophocles also Sappho, unless you know Shelley and Keats and Pope. Dainty days will call you a dope. But the poet of them all, who in stardom simply raving, is the poet people call the bard of Stratford-on-Avon. Brush up your Shakespeare, start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow.
Just declaim a few lines from Othello, and they'll think you're a hell of a fella.
If your blonde won't respond when you flatter, tell her what Tony told Cleopatra.
If she fights with her clothes, you are nothing.
What are clothes but a duel a la nothing? Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all come down. Brush up your Shakespeare, start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow. With the wife of the British ambassador, try a crack out of Troilus and Cressida.
If she says she won't buy it or take it, make her take it, what's more, as you like it.
If she says your behavior is heinous, kick her right in the Coriolanus. Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all kowtow. Brush up your Shakespeare, start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you wow.
If you can't be a ham and do Hamlet, they will not give a damn or a damnit.
Just recite an occasional sonnet, and your apple have honey upon it.
When your baby is pleading for pleasure,
let her sample your measure for measure. Brush
Shakespeare, and they'll all kowtow, forsooth, and they'll all kowtow, in faith, and they'll all kowtow.
Brush Up Your Shakespeare, performed by Will Liverman, Evan Boyer, and accompanied by Alan Darling, brings to a close this recital of songs given by Lyric Opera of Chicago's Ryan Opera Center. The recitals are made possible by the generous support of Julie and Roger Vasquez. Thanks to Gianna Rolandi, director, and Dan Novak, manager of the Patrick G. and Shirley W. Ryan Opera Center at the Lyric Opera of Chicago. Thanks also to Lyric Opera of Chicago's general director, Anthony Freud. Carolyn Paulin is our producer, and the music producer is Christopher Willis. I'm your host, Colin Ewer. Thanks for listening to the Ryan Opera Center recital series on 98.7 WFMT.